Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Most people in the United States, especially our older people, know about the Golden Rule. They may not know who gave it or where to find it, but they have at least heard about it. The popular version reads, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Matthew records our Lord saying to his apostles, "Therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, do even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets." Matthew 7:12. Luke's version differs only slightly from Matthew's. "And as you would that men should do to you, do you also to them." Luke 6:31. The late Dr. William Barclay's commentary on the Gospel of Matthew provides a summary of teachings which are similar to the Golden Rule. He quotes Hillel, the grandfather of Gamaliel, as saying, "What is hateful to yourself, you do not do to others. That is the whole law, and the rest is commentary. Go and learn." Page 273. There is a Jewish work entitled The Letter to Aristeas, which resembles the Golden Rule, although stated in a negative fashion. "As you wish that no evil should befall you, but to be a partaker of all good things, so you should act on the same principle toward your subjects and offenders, and you should mildly admonish the noble and the good. For God draws all men unto Himself by benignity." Pages 273 and 274. Confucius, the famous Chinese philosopher, was asked, "Is there one word which may serve as a rule of practice for all one's life?" He answered, "Is not reciprocity such a word? What you do not want done to yourself, do not do to others." Page 274. Dr. Barclay calls the Golden Rule the Everest of ethics. Page 272. "As great as the Golden Rule is, it is not all there is to religion." Let me illustrate that point by referring to an article in the Tennessean, Thursday, January 1, 1998. Phyllis Tickle, a contributing editor of Publishers Weekly, foresees the rise of what she calls Golden Rule Christians. These will be believers who care about practice, not doctrine. Page 2a. Phyllis Tickle would not have made that observation unless she thought it made sense. But it does not. If we do not have Bible doctrine, how does she or anyone else know what ought to be the right practice? My friends, the Golden Rule makes sense only because it is based on the authority of Jesus Christ. He and He alone can tell us what is right on all occasions. He provides the insight we must have if we are going to treat our neighbors as we want to be treated. Right doctrine and right practice in the teaching and life of Jesus Christ are bound together and cannot be separated. That is also true of the lives of the men whom Christ chose to be apostles. Please notice, for example, Paul's admonition to Titus, "Speak the things which become or befit sound doctrine." Titus 2:1. What things did Paul have in mind? Was he speaking of obeying the Lord in baptism, about the Lord's second coming, about partaking of the Lord's Supper? He was speaking to older women. "Teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed." Titus 2:4 and 5. Is that Golden Rule Christianity? Is it practice rather than doctrine? It is the Christian behavior based on the doctrine or teaching of Jesus Christ and of His apostles. Is that too difficult for liberal theologians to understand? Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.